Shalom Aleichem, friends, this year should be a special sukkah for Simcha ben Nechagitl. This is based on the Sefer Ora v'Simcha and Maimer Yud from Hagon Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, who's one of the most chashuv Rosh Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. We say in the Piyut Shoshanas Yaakov Tzahala v'Samecha Berosam Yachat Tchilas Mordechai. The Shoshana, the rose of Yaakov, rejoiced and was happy when they saw together the Tchilas of Mordechai. We see that the seeing of the Tchelus of Mordechai caused the special Simcha of Shoshanas Yaakov. Even though in the Pasuk it's mashma not like that, the Pasuk seems to say that they were happy when they saw all of the Levushei Malchus of Mordechai. Mordechai Yatzah, Melevush Malchus, Tchelus Vachur, Vaterazav, Gedoyla, Vatachwich, Boots, Vagamon, Vayershushan, Sahala, Vesamecha. Mordechai went out with his Tchelus, with his Chur, with his great crown, with his Aterazav, with his tachrich boots, with his argamon, all these different types of begadim and colors, va'ir shushan tzahala v'samecha. So it's mashmetz on all the begadim, all the big day malchus, not just the tcheles. However, there's something miyuchad b'ri'as tcheles shel Mordechai that caused the hisorus of tzahala v'samecha. The Gra writes, explaining this pasuk, Levush Malchus perish talis shel mitzvah, kamashikas v'zor atifa de malchusa. This Levush Malchus was the talis. V'ateres zov gedoyla hitfilin sheberosh. This great crown of gold was the tfilin sheberosh. So we have the talis, we have the tfilin. V'sachrich butz hem aritzuas shekorchen mehen. V'argaman hem tfilah shel yad. Ki mitfila shel yad, mitfila shel rosh, mitfila shel yad, dalad dargin. And the argamon is the tefillin shel yad, because and the tachrich butz are the ritzuos, are the straps. And the Gra concludes that from the tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin shel yad, there are four levels. Obviously, this is a Kabbalistic idea. We see al kolpanim that the essence of the levush malchus of Mordechai were tzitzis and tefillin, and that brought to the tzahala b'samecha. The whole ma'isa of Purim is male me'inyan amalbushim. At the beginning it says b'harasos osher kavod malchusa v'esyakar teferes gedulaso. Chazal explained l'amid shalavash big day kahuna. It says here yakar teferes gedulaso, and it says there l'kavodu l'teferes by the kohen gadol. So you see that he was wearing the big day kahuna of the kohen gadol. Mordechai is begadav, yilba sak ve'efer, ripped his clothing, and he wore sackcloth and ashes. Sak ve'efer yusal rabim. And then we find the maso matam between Esther and Mordechai about the begadim. Vatishlach begadim lahalbishes Mordechai lahasir sakom me'alav alokibel. She sent him clothing, and when the Yeshua started, vatilbash Esther malchus. Rashi says big day malchus. The beginning of the gedul of Mordechai it says vayika chomen es aglevush ves asus. Vayalbishes Mordechai. He took the levush and the horse, and he enclosed Mordechai. B'shas Yeshua, Mordechai yatzah b'levush malchus, tcheles v'chur v'teres av gedol, latziya mori dekezach. The whole mahalach of the story of Purim revolves around clothing, and it's not al tzad his damein. Dvarim gedolim einam b'mikra, as the Maharal says. Big things don't happen by chance. Chazal say, in the Yerushalmi in Brachas, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Amr b'chia rabo l'Rab Shimon ben Chalafta bei Rebbe kachi gulasim shel Yisrael b'tchila kima kima kol mashi oleches hi rabo v'oleches ma'itami ki yeshev b'choshech Hashem orli kach b'tchila Mordechai yoshev b'shar ha'melech v'achakach v'yikach amonis levusha asus v'achakach v'yoshev Mordechai el shar ha'melech v'achakach Mordechai yotzim l'fnei ha'melech b'levush malchus v'achakach l'ayudim ma'isa oru v'simcha. So it says in the Yerushalmi that the Geula comes little by little. It gets better and better as it goes along. At the beginning there's darkness, and then Hashem is my light. First Mordechai was sitting b'shar ha'melech, and then Haman took the levush and the sus, and then Mordechai returned to the shar ha'melech, and then Mordechai went out b'levush malchus. So we have the Haman taking the levush v'asus, and then we have the Mordechai yatzim ofnei ha'melech b'levush malchus. And then Layudim Aysara v'simcha v'sasin v'kar, and that brought the ultimate to Simcha. It says in the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that to everybody he gave clothing, Yosef, and Binyamin he gave 5 chalifos. How could it be that, says the Gemara, that exactly what happened to Yosef, that his brothers were jealous of his levush, he's going to be nichshal and give to his brother? He's meramis to him that Asid ben Lotzeis v'men u'shiyetzim u'fnei ha'melech b'chamisha levushei malchus. So he's telling him, no, in the future, it's not about his brothers getting jealous, it's to be meramis to him that in the future he's going to have a son who's going to come out from him, who's going to go out from the king with 5 levushei malchus, and therefore he gave him 5 different levushei malchus to Binyamin. And from him is going to come Mordechai, who went out also with levushei malchus, tcheles, v'chur, v'aterezov, etc. So we see this Mordechai going out with levushei malchus was a inyan gadol kashela atzmo. And Merosh Tzurim, we already have at the beginning, we already have a remez to this. It says in Tehillim, Perek Ches, Pasuk Vav and Zayin, v'techasreo me'at me'elokim v'kovot v'hoder t'atreyu, tam shileo v'mase yadecha kol shata t'achas raglov. So it says there that man is made a little bit less than God, and he's surrounded with honor, kavod, v'hadar, and with glory. Tatreyu, he's crowned. Tamshileu, he's ruling b'masa yadecha. Everything is under his feet. Maral says in his Chedusha Agadus Tavod Azari and Aleph Amit Beis that we learn from here that kavod and hadar that God crowned Adam Arishan with appears on 2 madrigas. One madriga is the tzelem, ki b'tzelem, ukim asas Adam, and the other is kavod halavush. And that's what it says, v'yas Hashem elokim kosno zor v'yal bishem. It says in the Unkelus, levushin diyikar, these clothing of honor, kavod halavush. Kavod is kavod halavush, that's the Indian of kavod, Rabbi Yochanan, called mani mechubdasi, called his clothing those that honor him. Look in the Maharal, in the Be'er Agol, in the Be'er Avi, in the Netzach Yisrael, in Perek Tezayin, Maral explains. Look in the footnotes also in the Rav Hartman edition. He also has some nice Aris Binyane clothing. And the first, that's the kavod is the levush. And we also have the tzelem of tzelem elokim asas adam. And we could say that hadar is the madrega of tzelem elokim, even though etzem kavod is also called the tzelem elokim. Hadar also is a madrig of Tzelem Elohim based on the Gra. There's no mind in Merchavod v'lo Yidom. It's the Neshama, it's the Kavod. Hakopanim Hadar, we see in the Gra, and the Pasuk of Hod v'Hadar l'fanav, Hod is Yofi Atzmis. That's like the sun, that's like the inherent beauty. And Hadar is like the moon that reflects from the sun. And that's the Bechin of Tzelem and Tumus that we're reflecting on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And just like we have Tzelem, which is a very high madrega ruchnes, we also have the kavod of levush, because this clothing these kasnos or were created already before the sin that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Adam, were already before the sin, as you see in the Medrash. In Parsha Yudches, Osvav, brought in Rashi, Gimel Aleph. Look also there in the Mizrahi, and the Gorari, and this is Sechacham. And even though it says in the Gemara that 10 things were created, Be'er of Shabbos, Be'en Hashmashas, and some say even the Begadim of Adam Arishon, and Rashi says that these are the kasnos or. So you see that's created after the sin. L'chasas b'sara erva, look in the Sifsei Chachamim. However, before the sin, they already existed because the kasnos were ruchni. Like it says in the Medrash, Parsha Ches, Os Yud Beis, B'sarasa Sherbi Meir, Amatza Kasov, Kasnos or with an aleph, not with an ayin. So these levushim were, and then afterwards they were made into or with a vav, ayin, or with an ayin. They were made into something gashmi. And it's actually mefurish like this in the Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, Pirkei David, was levush of Adam Arishon, or shel tzipoiren, ve'anon kavoid mechusa alav. There was this cloud of glory that surrounded him. And then once he ate from the tree, then he lost it. The anon kavod went away. As you see, this inyan of kavod halavush is the mitzias ruchnis elyona. And from this metzius is mishtalshel. Comes down, emanates all of the metzius of the levush hagashmi. We see that the madreig of tzelem remained in the hands of Yaakov Avinu. It says shufrei di Yaakov Avinu is main shufrei di Adam Arishon. Bav metzia pei dalet amar aleph, bav abasun ches amar aleph. That the beauty of Yaakov was like the beauty of Adam. He remained with this tzelem. It also says there, Nistakalta b'dmust yukni b'dyukni atzmi al tistakel. Rashbam says, d'must yukni Yaakov, d'yukni atzmi hainu Adam Arishon. So the similarity to my diukin is a Yaakov, and the diukin itself is Adam, ki b'tzelem alukim barosa. So you see that the tzelem itself was by Adam, and a little bit less so by Yaakov. But the kavod halavush, that was taken by Esav, like the Maharal says, in Agadus, Chidush Agadus, and Avodah Zarah Yud Aleph, Amud Beis, and similarly in Netzach Yisrael and Perek Tzayin, that Yaakov is called an Adam, ki b'tzelem alukim asas Adam, he's the true Adam. Shufrei di Yaakov is main shufrei d'Adam Rishon. His beauty was like that of Adam. Yaakov is a real person. Esav, in contrast, just has a Torah of Adam. You call him Adam, but he's not the real thing. He's just like a person. You can describe him as a person, but by Yaakov it's a noun. By Esav it's an adjective, and therefore Esav got the levush. Esav has the begadim. The big di Adam Rishon. Says in the Medrash he killed Nimrod in order to get these begadim, these big day kavod. The Maharal says that kavod is something more external, the tzelem is something internal, that's the inyan aloki ba'atzmo. Yaakov is the chelek ha'ikar, Esav only has the chitzonius of the begadim. It's not in the same, they're both ruchni, but it's not in the same adrega, because that's what Esav is. Esav is sheker. Esav is Hashav Shebarasi Be'olami, it says in Precious Rabbah, Parashat Samach Gimel. The whole Metzius of Esav is a Metzius of Sheker and Dimyon, and therefore he's trying to wear the Levush of Adam to try to show that he's an Adam, but he's really not. And therefore he's the Sayer. Esav is called Sayer, which is a goat, which the Dam, Chazal tell us, is like the Dam of a person. And like the Maharal writes in Gvurat Hashem in Perek Ches, that the Chashivas of Edom is not because they have a Chash of Metzius on their own. They're just all Sheker. They're just trying to show themselves off to be Chashiv. These are the big days of Achav Mudos, the Kavod Halavush, that he tries to show himself off, that he's Chashiv, but he's really not. And that's where he gets this Levush, is where he gets his Kavod in the world. After it says, Kavod V'hadar Tatreyu, it says, Tamshileu B'masei Adecho Kol Shata Tachas Raglov, that you have power after Kavod and Hadar. And we said Kavod is the Levush and Hadar is the Neshama. So after the power, it says Tamshileu b'masei Yodecha, that you have Koach over the Bria, that you gave Koach to Yoshua, Rashi there says, to stop the sun, to dry up the Yardin, Moshe, to be Mekorei the Yamsuf, to be Olal Maram. Eliyahu to be Mechai the Mace. In other words, Mikocha, Kavod V'Hadar Tatreyu, we have these Kochas of Memshala. Like we see, Vayomer Elohim Nasa Adam Betzalmenu Kidmusenu, Vayerdu B'Degas Hayom, the Sinyan of Vayerdu, the Sinyan of Koach, Melu, Vayvra Elohim Asal Adam, Betzalmo, Betzalmo Elohim Baro, so Vayomer Elohim Elohim Peru Revu, Melu Asarats Vikivshu, Redu B'Degas Hayom, Ayin of Degu, Redu, this union of being having koach after we created B'Tselem. The Tselem is what gives us the koach. The Kavod is what gives us the koach. The Hadar gives us the koach over the Bria. Chazal saying Shabbos Kufn Aleph Amid Beis, that a chai is not sholed on a person until he looks to him like an animal. But if he looks to him like a person, then the person is sholed. If he has this Tselem Elokim. And that's the madrega of the kavod halavush, that you get kochos of memshala and shlita. And you have this kavod of a person, of the tzelem. Then you have power over creation, and that's what Esav was trying to show. And in fact, it says in Precious Rabban, Perek Samchei, Os Tezayin, that those Bigdei Chamudos were Bigdei Malchus. And Bigdei Malchus are Me'ikrei HaMelucha, like it says in Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer in Perek Tezayin, that a Melech is Lovish Bigdei Kovod. Also Vatilbash Esther Malchus, Rashi says Bigdei Malchus, that Levishas Malchus is Malchus itself. Does a Shailuf make a bracha on a king if he's not wearing the clothing? You have to have the Chashivas of the Begadim. Kovod V'Hadir Tatreyu. This covered in Levusha or Mamshe Kochos of Memshalah and Shlita. And afterwards, as we saw, it says, Tamshileu B'Maseh Adecha, we have Koch over the Bria. It says in the Medrash, when Esav would go hunting, he'd wear his clothing, all the animals would fall before him. That gave him his special Koach over the animals. The Hisgaber is Kochos Shel Esav V'Tamtzis Rishaso. Shehu Amolek. The overpowering of the koach of Esav and the essence of his rishus, which is Amalek, b'shas gzeiras lahashmi larog labed is kol Yehudim, of Haman brought in mitzias of taking away the covet of levush, even the bechina pshuta of mani mechubdosai, like it says, Mordechai yada is kol shanasa v'yikra Mordechai is begada v'yilbas sak v'ifer. He took off his clothing. He cried out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, sak v'ifer yutzal rabim. They lost their koach of levush. They took away our covet. And Vayikra Mordechai is begada v'yobasak veifer v'yetze b'toch ha'ir. Even though Mordechai, who's starting up with Haman, who's lo yichra v'lo yishtachave, he also is mavid himself under the scabrous of Esav and Amalek, who takes their covet. He says, Enochinam, you're right, we lost our covet. And this za'aka, it says, he created this za'aka, it's from Esav, because Yaakov caused Esav to cry za'aka gadol umara when he took away the brachas. So he was paid back, like it says in Bereshis Rabbah, Parsha Samuel Zayin Dalet, Esther Rabbah, Parsha Chesos Aleph, Vayizak Zaka Gedolu Mara. There's no Vatshonis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we can also understand that this Bechina of taking away the covered apashit of clothing by the Zaru of Esav is also founded in this Tzaka Gedola, because that Tzaka are the brachas that Yaakov took. And when he took them, he also took the clothing, like it says in the Torah, that Rivka got his clothing, Esav's clothing. That's what he got to take the brachas. So he took away the clothing of Esav, which is Esav's covet. And now Mordechai's covet was taken away. Because these brachas are all of our Asid Lava, all of the brachas, and Olam Hazan, Olam Habad, the Gresses, and the Zagadah Shel Pesach, comes from these brachas. So, the Fishah, he took the Big Day Achamudos, because this is the covet of Asid Lava, which are rooted in the Kasnas Orv before the sin of the true Tzirus Adam in order to get the brachas. And now he was paid back when Mordechai had to rip his clothing, rip his covet. Vayarech Esrech Begoda Vayivarcheyu. He smelled his clothing and he blessed him. Rei Rech Benika Rech Hasada Sher Berchu Hashem. Psh, smells so good. The clothing. It says in Chazal that Gan Eden came in with him. The best possible smells. Because these Bigdei Achamudos come from Adam HaRishon, are rooted before the sin. And that's also the Bracha of Lasid Lavo, that we're going to get our lost covet back. We're going to get our Kasnas Or back with an Aleph, not with an Ayin. It says in Shir HaShirim, Nofes titofnes of sasach kalad vash v'cholav tachas v'shonach v'rech samsach k'rech levanon. Rashi says v'rech salmosayich, the smell of your clothing, salmosayich mitzis hagunos hanoagos b'salmosayich tzitzis tcheles bigdei kahunes v'shatnes. These mitzvahs, we're complimenting here the clothing, these are the mitzvahs in the clothing, tzitzis tcheles bigdei kahunes shatnes. So you see that when Esav screamed out, he also screamed out about the taking of the begadim. These begadim are shaykh to the Bechorah. It says in Megillah, in Yerushalmi, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yir Aleph, that he would wear these clothing when he would be Mishamish B'Kahuna Gedola. He was the Bechor. By taking the clothing, you're taking his Bechorah, you're taking his Ruchnias. Now he's crying out, you took my Bechor, and now you're taking my Bracha. Ve'akveni Zep HaMayim. It says in the Medrash, in Bereshit Rabbah, Sof Parshat Tzadi Zayin, Bani Nasati Lecha Shechem Echad Alechecha. That I took from the Amori, That's Esav, this is Yaakov talking, that he took the Bechor and the Levush of Adam Arishon. And this Tzaka caused the overpowering of Esav ultimately, that he now, because Esav screamed then, now in the story of Purim, our kavod was taken away and we lost our begadim. And now we can understand Moiridik, the shakel of Atariya between Mordechai and Esther about the begadim. What's the sinyan of sending clothing? Like Rav Huttner says, what Mordechai didn't have a kapata. That's why Esther was sending him clothing when he was wearing sackcloth and ashes. His kapata was at the cleaner's epis. What's going on over here? No. What's going on? The reason she sent him clothing, obviously he had clothing, but she's saying to him, what are you being misbatel to Esav? Vatishlach begadim lahalbishes Mordechai. When you're misbatel, when you're taking away your kavod, when you're not wearing the proper clothing, that's giving Esav special koiches. But v'lo kibel, he says, no. Tako, right now we lost our kavod of levush. Hopefully we'll get it back, but right now we don't have it. That's the matzav right now. The things we learned here were mamish pilei plos, and we still have a long derech to go. Mir Tzashem to explain more of the Indian of the Levush, and that will be Siyata Dishmaya, Shemitain Kochos in part 2, Blineder, and we should be Zoch Elilmo Dulami Lishma Velasas to get back our lost covet. Amen, Vi Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.